This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, some of my favourite tracks from Philadelphia's Been Good to Me, the new album from indie rock legend Kurt Vile. Also, a look at two favourites from the Grateful Dead tribute album Day of the Dead, 10 years after its release. Starting us off, here's Kurt Vile with a Red Room dub. Episode 241 of A Sonic Youth, and welcome to the hazed out jams of the latest record from Philly's constant hitmaker, Mr. Kurt Vile. More on the Kurt Vile story soon, but first I gotta sweeten the deal with the best song from the new album, 99 BPM. The track has the classic hammer-on, hammer-off Kurt Vile guitar sound, one that works itself into your brain. The song's about Rob Laxo, a collaborator of Kurt since 2009, and bassist in his backing band The Violators. Among other projects, Laxo also played on three records by Swirlies. He passed away from a rare form of bile duct cancer in 2023. Kurt pays beautiful tribute to him here. Yeah.
Yeah. 99 BPM. What's that between friends? I don't know. Too many screens. Woo! Smoke screens, avalanches careening over the edge. What is it all in my head? I don't know. Love songs. No, it was 96 tears. And I seen you play it in your first band. That was my favorite band. Join my band on the bass. We had a lot of laughs in it. But I still remember, man, we were blazing. It was amazing. You should've seen. It was 2012, but it felt like 2014, and I know you still know what I mean. Know what I mean. Yeah, 99 BPM. Or was that between friends?
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Kurt Vile with 99 BPM. Vile, born and raised in Philadelphia, first began writing songs in his early teens on a banjo that his father gave him. His first proper tape came at age 17, heavily influenced by Pavement and other Drag City Records releases from the likes of Smog and Silver Jews. He continued working on lo-fi home tapes while working a day job as a forklift driver, until in 2005 he formed the War on Drugs with Adam Grandisil. Grandisil played guitar in early iterations of Vile's backing band The Violators, and Kurt returned the favour on the first few War on Drugs albums. Vile then left to focus on his own career, and the War on Drugs, well, we all should know how great they've become. We'll be hearing from them later in the show. Vile's first solo record was 2008's Constant Hitmaker, a very lo-fi album with doses of Beck and Neil Young's On The Beach. His 2009 follow-up was similar. The place to really start is 2009's second album, Childish Prodigy, which is led by the powerful rock and roll opener Hunchback and the beautiful dreaminess of Blackberry Song. He's Alright is another real highlight, and a strong sonic sign of things to come. 2011's Smoke Ring For My Halo is Vile's first full-sounding album, one he followed up 2 years later with Waking On A Pretty Daze. To me, that's possibly the greatest indie rock album ever. It's led, of course, by the masterpiece of a song that is Waking On A Pretty Day. But the whole album is a sonic journey through the spaced-out world of Kurt Vile, a masterpiece. So too was the follow-up, Believe I'm Going Down. The three albums that came next, including his 2017 collaboration with Courtney Barnett, are all really awesome too, but they're less cohesive than during the golden period. There's undeniable standout tracks, but three or four per album which don't warrant frequent weary listens. The new album, Philadelphia Has Been Good To Me, is similar, but I think it could be his best since 2015. Songs like Red Room Dub carry that sound of the early 2010s records, what I like to call a kind of hyper neo-psych, with its synth and jangly lead guitar sound, which is psychedelic but also fast-paced. Overall, the album has that endearingly loose Kurt Vile sound, with the tracks spawning from late-night sessions noodling around on guitar and synths in his home basement studio named OKV, standing for Overnight Kurt Vile. Here's a final song, the 7-minute jangly float downstream called Avalanches of Snow.
Dream once. All
so much to be said, so much to be sung, so much to do. For me, I'm a do-it-all. Watch as the chips fall where they may, and hand over my guitar, and hand over my guitar.
Kurt Vile with a new track named Avalanches of Snow. Finally this week, a look at two of the 59 songs included on the 2016 tribute compilation Day of the Dead. It is, of course, a tribute to legendary rock band The Grateful Dead. And I'm not a Grateful Dead fan, but I appreciate their significance in music history and the number of my favourite artists who source great influence from them. The album was recorded in early 2010s as a charity album, benefiting the HIV charity Red Hot Organization. There's a host of legendary indie musicians on the album, including Lee Ronaldo, Mumford & Sons, Courtney Barnett, Sharon Van Etten, Wilco, Bonnie Prince Billy, His Golden Messenger, Stephen Malkmus, and Bill Callahan. The standout track, though, is the album opener From the War on Drugs. They put their legendary bright sound all over their cover of Touch of Grey.
Alright. Oh, well, anyway, so sorry that you feel that way. Every silver lining's got a touch of gray.
The Grateful Dead's Touch of Grey. Here's one more track to finish off the show. It's Kurt Vile again, backed by The Violators, and some great guitar work from Dinosaur Jr.'s resident guitar god Jay Maskus. They brighten up what is admittedly probably my favourite Grateful Dead song, Box of Rain.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.